Because
no one gives a fuck about your umlauts and shit like that.
To Joe's credit,
apologies to our German listeners.
To Joe's credit, on the answer sheet, he's put the umlauts.
That's really what a good lad.
Right.
The Fantasy Football Show.
Happy Thursday, Patreons. It is quiz day. James, is your brain engaged? Are you ready for this?
No, not really.
Okay.
But we'll give it a stab. I'm always very nervous when I'm answering the questions. I feel the pressure. Everyone thinks I'm a fucking encyclopedia.
Yeah, and whereas for me, they're just waiting for the laugh. So let's see. This quiz has been sent in by Joe Murphy, who is one of our patrons, somebody you may have interacted with. Bolton Wanderers fan, Dapo Afalion fan, and young enough to be my son or James's. So I was always worried when he was doing the quiz that would be so out of date that we wouldn't know what we were talking about.
He's young enough to barely remember Bolton in the Premier League.
However, his quiz topic is actually really interesting. It's ex and current Premier League players that represented a country which has never made a World Cup appearance. That's obviously main tournament, not qualifying. And it's 20 questions. I think it's 20 answers. Pretty straightforward. Are you ready to get into it?
I did intend to do a bit of research for this, but I've not had time. But yeah, just to clarify, that would be, you know, if someone qualified once in 1930 or 1934,
then the
answer is not going to be from a player who's from that nation, correct? Yeah.
Right, so let's get straight into it. Question number one. What country does former Arsenal and Manchester United player Henrik Mkhitaryan play for? So what country does Mkhitaryan play for? That's good.
I've got one.
Yes. Thank you for making it an easy start. Right, which ex-Chelsea...
Need quiz numbers, Suj.
Question number two. Which ex-Chelsea and Manchester City forward is now a president of an African country?
Chelsea and Manchester City. Repeat the question, please, Suj.
Which former Chelsea and Manchester City forward is now a president of an African country?
Okay.
Question number three, Zambian internationals Patson Daka and Enoch Mwepe both joined the Premier League this summer, but from what club did they leave?
Oh my God.
Patson Daka and Enoch Mwepe, Zambian internationals, both joined the Premier League this summer. Which club did they leave? Daka's obviously at Leicester. Mwepe at Brentford? No.
That is a blinding question. I think I've got it.
This is question number four. Which Burundi forward had a goal drought of 913 days?
That's the question.
Which Burundi forward had a goal drought of 913 days?
I'm never getting that. Never
I wonder
getting
if it's someone
that.
You might know.
I presume the 913 minutes is probably in the Premier League.
I don't know. All right, question number five. Philippines goalkeeper Neil Etheridge made his Premier League debut for Cardiff against Bournemouth in 2018. In this game, he saved a penalty. Who took this penalty? So I think the questions, the answers are not always a player that played for a, the question might contain, like Neil Everidge
is
the non-Premier
quiz.
League player.
Yeah. Who missed the penalty for Bournemouth? We won a two, isn't it? Probably. Oh, no, maybe not. Maybe one of three, actually, thinking about it a bit more. And that was question five, wasn't it, Suj?
It was. Question number six. Ex-West Ham midfielder Pedro Obiang declared for Equatorial Guinea in 2018. But which country did he represent at youth level?
Ooh.
Pedro Obiang declared for Equatorial Guinea. I think I know this one.
It's your club, mate. Yeah. He stitched you up there.
I think it's
it?
More because of, you know, where he came from.
Repeat the full question.
Ex-West Ham midfielder Pedro Obiang declared for Equatorial Guinea in 2018, but which country did he represent at youth level?
Okay.
Question number 7. Bermudan forward Sean de Gorta. Oh,
bollocks, I was already writing him down, weren't I?
is most well known for his goal scoring at Manchester City, but which club did he join in 2003 after Manchester City?
Oh,
I don't know, but I'm going to have a stab at one.
Oh, that's cold.
Question number 8. Which Finnish goalkeeper saved 2 penalties from Benny McCarthy and Jason Roberts against Blackburn Rovers in 2006-07?
Repeat question number and question, please.
Question number 8. Which Finnish goalkeeper saved 2 penalties from Benny McCarthy and Jason Roberts against Blackburn Rovers in 2006-07? I only know one Finnish goalkeeper, so to be fair, this is a might be go for it a bust.
You're either right or you're wrong, right?
Naby Keita. This is question number 9, patrons. Naby Keita only became the second Guinean player to play for Liverpool. Who was the first in the 1999-2000 season?
Repeat question.
Question number 9. Naby Keita only became the second Guinean player to play for Liverpool. Who was the first in the 99-2000 season? No idea. Question number 10. Which current MLS club did Kenyan midfielder join after leaving Tottenham? I'm assuming that he hasn't put the player's name in there. The Kenyan midfielder was Wanyama, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So which current MLS club did Kenyan midfielder Victor Wanyama join after leaving Tottenham?
Okay.
Question number 11. There are 2 current Mali footballers in the Premier League. Moussa Djenepo and who? There are 2 current Mali footballers in the Premier League. Moussa Djenepo and who? Question number 12. How old is Gabonese forward Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang Bloodclot Young? Obama Bloodclot.
Or Bamba Blank.
Yes. How old is Gabonese forward Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang? Question number 13.
We said Aubameyang yesterday, didn't we? We said, I wonder if Aubameyang's one of the answers.
Question number 13. True or false, James? No one from Pakistan has played in the Premier League. Obviously, no one who has represented Pakistan in professional football has played in the Premier League.
Okay.
Question number 14. How many goals did Alioski, I was about to pronounce his first name, but I just Eshan. Gave up. Eshan. I was going to say Ezgjan. Eshan.
I will do. They know you mean.
You know Alioski, who played for Leeds, yeah? How many goals how many goals did he score in the Premier League last year?
God.
Alioski. What country is he from? Macedonia.
He is North Macedonia.
Right. Question number 15. Which country did ex-Liverpool defender Ragnar Klavan represent?
Oh.
Ragnar Klavan. Question Question number 16. Curaçao, I'm hoping it's Curaçao International, Cucho Martina has played, or is it Cuco Martina?
I Cuco, as far as I remember, Cuco, yeah.
Has played for both Southampton and Everton.
Yep.
Which manager managed him at both clubs?
Okay.
Who managed Everton and Southampton? Question number 17. In 2020-2021...
How many 20s?
2020-2021, Aston Villa signed Burkina Faso winger Bertrand Traore. From which club?
Okay, which club did they sign him from?
I have no idea. I have a guess at that.
Which club did Villa sign Bertrand Traore from?
Question okay. number 18. In this summer transfer window, Norwich signed Milo Rashica from Werder Bremen. Despite making over 30 appearances for the Kosovan national team, he made two international appearances for which other country? Ooh. It's process of elimination on that one.
Yeah, there's a couple it could be, though.
Which country did former... This is question number 19, Bajans. Which country did former Blackburn and QPR defender Christopher Samba represent?
Oh, man. I feel like that's really something I should know and I don't. That question and the Ragnar Klavan, that's a headache.
Question number 20, sorry. Last question. Venezuelan international Salomon Rondon joined Newcastle in 2018-19 from West Brom as part of a loan swap deal. Oh, which no. player went the other way as part of that loan swap deal?
Can you repeat that full question, Suj?
Certainly can. Number 20, Venezuelan international Salomon Rondon joined Newcastle in 2018-19 from West Brom as part of a loan swap deal. Which player went the other way as part of this loan swap deal? And I'm going to read all of the questions from 1 to 20.
Wow,
and we will brutal. Then get into Great the quiz. Answers. Question Lid, number one, quiz. Which country does former Arsenal and Manchester United player Henrik Mkhitaryan represent? Question number two, which ex-Chelsea and Manchester City forward is now a president of an African country? Question number three, Zambian internationals Patson Daka and Enoch Mwepo both joined the Premier League this summer, but what club did they both leave? Question number four, what Burundi forward had a goal drought of 913 days? Question number five. Philippines goalkeeper Neil Etheridge made his Premier League debut for Cardiff against Bournemouth in 2018. In this game, he saved a penalty. Who took this penalty? Question number six. Ex-West Ham midfielder Pedro Obiang declared for Equatorial Guinea in 2018. But which country did he represent at youth level? Question number seven. Bermudan forward Sean Gota is most well known for his goal scoring at Manchester City. But which club did he join in 2003 after Manchester City? Question number eight. Which Finnish goalkeeper saved two penalties from Benny McCarthy and Jason Roberts against Blackburn in 2006-2007? Question number nine. Naby Keita only became the second Guinean player to play for Liverpool. Who was the first in the 1999-2000 season? Question number 10, James. Which current MLS club did Kenyan midfielder with Victor Wanyama join after leaving? Tottenham. Question number 11. There are two current Mali footballers in the Premier League, Moussa Djenepo and who? Question 12. How old is Gabonese forward Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang? Question number 13. True or false? No one from Pakistan has played in the Premier League. Question number 14. How many goals did Ejan Alioski score in the Premier League? Question number 15. Which country did ex-Liverpool defender Ragnar Klavan represent? Question number 16. Curacao international Cuco Martina has played for both Southampton and Everton. Which manager managed him at both clubs? Question number 17. 2020-2021 season, Aston Villa signed Burkina Faso winger Bertrand Traore from which club? Question number 18. In this summer transfer window, Norwich signed Mila Rashica from Werder Bremen despite having over 30 caps for the Kosovan national team. He has made two international appearances for one other country, which one? Question number 19. What country did former Blackburn and QPR defender Christopher Samba represent? And the last question is question number 20. Venezuelan international Solomon Rondon joined Newcastle in 2018-19 from West Ham as part of a loan swap deal. Which player went the other way as part of that deal?
That last one has got me completely.
I think I'm good for 10. 10, and it could be higher because there's quite a lot that you can just have a stab at, and I think I'd have quite a good guess at. But I reckon 10 is the minimum I'm hoping to get. What about you?
Oh, I think I've got it.
What about you?
Sorry, I think I got a 20. I think I just got it. there's loads of guesses in there. I think I'll go for probably about 12-ish.
Okay.
There's a lot of guesses.
Question number one then. Who does Henrik Mkhitaryan play for?
That's Armenia.
Armenia is correct. I do remember the Armenian international. There was a lot of issues around him going off to an international game, wasn't there, when they were worried about his safety and what have you. Question number two, who became the president of an African country? This is also fairly easy because there's not many that went on to become a president of a country, and he was a hell of a player before he came to the Premier League.
The great George Weah.
Mm. It was AC Milan. He had his best days, didn't he? I saw Giroud bagged a couple of goals for AC Milan yesterday or the day before. Doing all right. Question number three. Where did Patson Daka and Mwepe come from? Shall I get an answer?
I'm pretty sure I got it. I've got the answers in front of
me now, and I know that I'm wrong. So let me answer with what I put, because it's wrong.
Go on,
I thought it was a French club. I thought it was Marseille. I thought they'd both come from France because... anywhere is where they come from recently. I just went French clubs because they're all skint. But no, it's not.
Yeah, I think I've got this. I'm not certain, but I researched both players and looked at clips of both in pre-season. I think it's Red Bull Salzburg.
It is correct. Red Bull Salzburg is the one. Question number four. The Burundi forward who had a goal drought of 913 days. And I got it right, but this is absolutely purely... not based on him being a Burundi forward. So
I guess because I don't know if I've got it
so
right.
So there's two reasons I got this right. One is because he didn't score, there's three reasons. Didn't score loads of goals at all. Two, he propped up in a group chat 2 days ago on the transfer deadline day as possibly getting a deal somewhere. And three, because I started a season with him in it.
Okay, well, that's definitely the last one was the biggest mistake. I can't think of anyone, but just the dots of how many games he went without scoring a goal, and it became a thing for a while. Gone for Ali Jahanbakhsh.
No.
No, shit.
Seydo Berrinho. You don't remember me starting an FPL season with Berrinho.
Oh, no.
And 2 days ago, I remember on Tuesday, on deadline day, it came up in a group chat. So I was like, it wouldn't be deadline day without Berrinho trying to get a deal somewhere.
He's gone to Sheffield Wednesday, hasn't he?
Yeah, unbelievable. Unbelievable. Question number five. Philippines goalkeeper Neil Everidge made his Premier League debut for Cardiff. saved the penalty. Who took it? Who did you go for?
Did you get it right?
Yeah, and this was basically go with the obvious for me.
Oh, fuck, I've got it wrong then. I've gone with Josh King.
I went Callum Wilson, and it's Callum Wilson. I just thought go with the obvious. Question number six, and looking at it, I got that right as well. Pedro Obiang, do you know where he came from?
Mate, you might be beating me on this quiz. I've guessed France.
No, he's Spanish.
Is he?
Yeah, I can't remember whether we got him from Zaragoza or Betis or somewhere, but he came from Spain, and he was always considered Spanish.
Are you pulling like the wind up here so you can beat me on a quiz?
Man, I knew Obiang was always Spanish, and I didn't know that. I actually didn't know that he'd gone and played for Equatorial Guinea afterwards. But when he joined, he came from, I can't remember whether it was, it wasn't like obviously a big Spanish club, but Valencia, whatever. But you definitely remember him coming from Spain. All right, question number seven, James. I got this wrong, so it's your chance to catch up. Bermudan forward Sean Gota, well known for his goal scoring in Man City. Feed the goat and he will score. Where did he go in 2013? I incorrectly just went with QPR because I picked a championship club that cycled through strikers.
I don't know the answer, but for some reason I've got George Burley knocking about in my head as a link who might have bought him, but I've not gone Ipswich, I've gone Derby County.
Nah, Reading. Oh, fuck. Reading.
Nowhere near, mate.
Nah. Question number eight. Which Finnish goalkeeper saved two penalties from Benny McCarthy and Jason Roberts?
It's definitely UCS Escalana, yeah. I remember it.
And just for clarity's sake, patrons, no spelling points on that one because I definitely haven't spelt Jeskalainen.
Jeskalainen, but no one's checking.
And what about the dots on top of the A's?
No one gives a fuck about your umlauts and shit like that.
To Joe's credit.
Apologies to our German listeners.
To Joe's credit, on the answer sheet, he's put the umlauts.
That's really a good lad.
Right. James, I've got no answers for the next couple, so it's your chance to...
Have you ever tried to put the accents on things on Twitter?
Yeah.
Oh, so now that you've got a French player and you try and put the accents on
sometimes,
the E, like,
yeah,
you hold it down.
Go and hold it
down.
Yeah,
but like, oh my God, like trying to... So like when you made a tweet about Joachim Meili and do the A and the E, like give up on that shit. It's too difficult.
About it. Right, question number nine. Naby Keita became only the second Guinean player to play for Liverpool. Who's the first?
I'm sure I've got this one. What was your guess?
Question mark.
Okay. He's incorrect.
Yeah.
I've gone for the brilliantly named Titi Camara.
Indeed, it is Titi Camara. Question number 10 as well was which MLS club did Wanyama leave? I have no idea. So I just went with New York, what they're called.
I'm pretty sure he joined Thierry Henry at Montreal Impact.
I'll give you that. It's Montreal. It says CF Montreal. So, yeah, I guess. Is that what they...
We'll have Montreal.
Yeah. Right, question number 11. There are two current Mali footballers in the Premier League, Moussa Djenepo and one other. I know this. Do you?
Get it.
Well, he's in my FPL team, so...
Oh, fucking hell. Really?
Yeah, man. And you know my FPL team, so you should know this.
I know. Well, and I know my answer of Cheku Kiati is definitely correct.
Yeah, mate, you'll kick yourself.
Who is it?
Eve Bissouma.
Oh, of course.
Yes.
What a twat I am.
Yeah. I only know.
I'm glad I didn't research this. It wouldn't have helped me.
Well, to be honest, I don't know how you would figure out all the countries that hadn't. Well, I suppose you could do it, but yeah.
Where's Kiati from?
Cheku Kiati. He's somewhere in Africa. It's an African.
No
country.
Shit.
I'm not sure which one. Right. How old is Gabonese forward Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang? We should all know this because...
Do we know?
It's talked about so often.
Oh, I've gone 32.
Correct. 32. His age gets mentioned the time.
I'm absolutely terrible with ages.
Right. Noted. Next week's quiz, patrons, will be how old are current Tottenham players? Right, question number 13. True or false? No one from Pakistan has played in the Premier League. I got this wrong.
I've gone false.
Correct. You are correct. I went true. Someone from Pakistan has played in the Premier League.
I have a feeling there's someone right back in the day. I couldn't give you a name, but I'm sure there is someone.
Because Joe's put it on the answer sheet. Zesh Raymond. Did he play for Fulham?
Played for Fulham, yeah.
Yeah, I remember him now. He played for Fulham, but I didn't know that he played for the Pakistan national team. But oh, you go.
I've fluked that then, because I had a feeling there was someone like in the first Premier League season.
No. How many goals did Alioski score last year?
Three.
I put four. Both of us are wrong. Two.
Ugh.
Ragnar Klavan.
Oh, this is brutal.
Oof. I've got this wrong. Although I got the geographical area right.
I went
with Latvia.
Oh, so did I.
Okay.
It's Lithuania, isn't it?
No, it's Estonia.
Oh.
I felt like Lithuania might have made it to a tournament.
Yeah, no, they haven't. As if they make it to a World Cup, though.
Yeah.
Sorry to our Lithuanian listeners.
Yes, to the Baltic nations. Sorry, we picked the wrong one. This one was a bit easier. Curaçao international Cuco Martina has played for both Southampton and Everton. Who managed him at both clubs? You will know, James.
Ronald Koeman.
Correct. He's the only one that I could think of. Has Martinez managed both? No.
No.
Question number 17. Where did Burkina Faso winger Traore come from?
I think it was Lyon.
You are correct. I was wrong. I went with Bordeaux. Just because... they was looking at me out the window just because the French and cheap. Question number 18 was Milot Rashica had played for one other country, two caps. This was a complete... I got it right with a stab at just the country near Kosovo.
Well, I think you're going to beat me on this quiz.
So. I've got a lot wrong recently.
No, I'm not convinced about that.
Who did you go
with? I've guessed Albania.
Yeah, you're correct.
Oh.
You are correct.
I was going to probably be Albania or Switzerland, one of the two.
I didn't think about Switzerland. I just went Albania because I thought there might be beef between the countries. Which country, this is number 19, did former Blackburn and QPR defender Samba play for? I went with Ethiopia and I got it wrong. I was trying to rack brains for African countries that haven't made it to the tournament.
I really don't know this. I have taken a stab at the Dominican Republic.
No, Congo.
Congo. Dominican Republic of Congo. I want it.
And last but not least.
Something was in the brain, mate.
Yeah. Last but not least, I'm looking at the answer. I got this right. So I'm hoping you did too.
What, mate? Are you popping pills or something, mate?
Now, this one was quite... I remember him in the West Brom shirt, and also he's still at Newcastle.
Yeah, I think it took me a while. It's got to be Dwight Gayle.
It is Dwight Gayle. Dwight Gayle, he's a good-looking chap, Dwight Gayle. A mild man crush on Dwight Gayle, James. 11. As I thought, halfway. What did you get? 12?
12, yeah.
Yeah. And but I have to say, there's a few flukes in there.
There was for me as well. Was a couple.
Mourinho was a stab. Callum Wilson for the penalty.
I basically beat you on Zesh Raymond, mate.
Zesh Raymond. Yeah, I couldn't think of anyone.
really
has anyone from
Joe,
India ever played in the Premier League? No, definitely not.
Yeah, I'm sure there is.
A national. There's someone who's played for the national team.
Yeah, I think so.
Fair play.
I know there's at least a few descendants that have, that is more of them like British Indians and stuff.
Interesting.
So, I think Hamza Chowdhury at Leicester, he's played for England at youth level, but he could go and play for India, I think.
Yeah. Interesting. Okie dokie. That's your quiz for today. We'll be back at you tomorrow with what we do for patrons tomorrow, differential show.
Yeah, we're going to have a kind of a transfer window wrap, nice. And a bit of a delve into some of these newer signings that we don't know shit about, basically, and have a discussion about it. It's a general transfer window and a little bit of a dive into some of the newer signings that we don't know.
Lovely jubbly. So stay tuned for that. Thank you again for your support in September. We'll be back at you tomorrow. Chat for now.
Thanks, patrons. Have a great day. Cue music, please, man child.
The Fantasy Football Show.